Welcome back to HealthLink On Air. Linda Cohen here, along with my producer, Steve Marks, and our resident researcher and psychologist, Dr. Rich O'Neill.
Hello.
Welcome from the Institute for Decision Excellence and Leadership.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to both of you. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
Great. Well, we're going to be answering one of your questions out there. And guys, I'm going to just read this one. This is really interesting, Rich, because this one is a response to a question that we answered a while ago. So I'll take a stab at reading it, and then we'll go from there. It says, I have to take issue with the answer you gave recently to a listener who wrote in about whether to speak up about a new boss who was fudging numbers to make herself and the department look good. You said they should cover their own butt, but what about an employee's duty to their organization? If someone, especially a boss, is doing something wrong or possibly illegal, shouldn't an employee blow the whistle?
Ah, it's a great question. We did run out of time, and so I'm so glad we're coming back to this issue, because this issue is, like a lot of these, are very complex, and you want to look at it from multiple levels. The first level I want to talk about is the context of this person lives in. The context we live in, the kind of norms in the organization we live in, are very, very powerful. And if you decide you want to buck the context, if it's a norms in an organization.
Or a culture.
A culture, yeah. Norms or a culture.
Right.
Yeah. Norms make up the culture. Yeah. If you want to, if it's a cheating culture, for instance, where, the idea from the top down is do whatever you have to do to
succeed.
At all costs. Right. We don't care if we're legal or not.
Right.
Right. We don't care about the cost to other people. Okay. We're only about ourselves. If that's the culture and you speak up against that, you are very likely to get targeted. You're very likely to get fired or isolated.
Right.
Or worse.
Yes, exactly right. If you think back through the history of humanity, you think back to cultures that went totally against the overall goodness of the human race. For instance, Nazi Germany, for instance. People who spoke up in Nazi Germany against the rising culture were killed.
Right.
Their families were killed.
Right.
Right. Et cetera, right? So you had, if you were going to speak up, you might have had courage, but the outcome was disaster. So you have to, when I was saying cover your butt, you have to take that into account before you decide to act, right? You want to decide, well, what is the culture in this organization? Is it a cheating culture? And if so, how am I going to gather my information to try to change the culture, knowing changing the culture in an organization is tremendously difficult?
Right.
Okay, look at the... if you look at politics, for instance, Obama went in thinking, I'm going to introduce a new culture. Well, very quickly, what showed up was the culture was absolutely determined not to let that happen.
Yeah,
so people, let me just finish this one point. And so what happened was he tried to introduce change, and the other side of the aisle came in and said, we're going to take down the whole government if we need to stop you, right? We don't care. So there was... Those norms are very difficult to say change. So
but, you know, in something. Any culture, in any environment,
the
question is, do you stand for whatever principles you have?
Yes.
Or is there such a thing as morality that trumps culture?
Yes.
I mean, and I think this is a more ethical question that we're talking about.
So
do you need to stand up for your ethics?
How do you do that?
For example, there would have been no Arab Spring had people not put their lives on the line, as an example, for democracy in an autocratic environment like that.
So the question is, how do you go about doing that? Well, if you go about it as an individual, you're dead. Okay? You need to gather information and powerful colleagues to help you in order to change the norms of an organization.
Mm-hmm.
You need to say to yourself, how am I going to... First off, is it okay with me if I get fired? Is it okay with me if I don't have a job next week? What's the impact on my family? And then, if you're still saying, yeah, I really have to stand up, you really need to gather information, because information is a weapon in a political culture. You need to know, for instance, whether or not this person is actually cheating. If they are, you need to have irrefutable evidence, because people who are cheating are going to try to bring you down in return. They're going to try to prove that there's something wrong with you or your data or whatever.
Well, right? The whistleblowers are always at high risk.
At very high risk. So if you get powerful colleagues, maybe not even in the organization, maybe outside the organization, but you have to be prepared for the fact that it's going to be a very long slog and you're probably not going to win. Okay. Look at Lance Armstrong, for instance. The culture in biking has been cheating for years and years. And the people who spoke up, they got isolated or put out or, you know.
Threatened.
And there was no action for over a decade,
yeah.
Right? It didn't change. So you need that information and you need to protect yourself if you're going to end your life. By getting powerful colleagues, by getting people to work with you. And the last thing I want to say really about this is one thing, you have to decide whether you want to stay in that group. Because the group, that company in this case that you live in, may have norms that are cheating. And you're very unlikely to be able to change them. If you're principled and you really want to try to change it, go for it. But know that you're really putting yourself in a risky position.
And you may not want to stay there, though,
if they're not
in alignment with what your principles are.
That's right. So you have to, and here's what, you have to pick your groups carefully that you join. So before you join a group, you want to make sure that that group has the kind of norms that you agree with, that you can live in. And if they don't join. Or leave and find another group to live in, because trying to change the norms is very difficult.
Well, that's really great advice. And you know what? It's part of life. And probably we'll be discussing it in some other iteration in some way going forward. Remember, if you have a question for Dr. Rich, just write to him at hloa@upstate.edu, and we'll put yours on the air the next time. Thanks.